Welcome to the programme, and we begin with the situation in eastern Ukraine right now, where the head of Russia's Wagner mercenary group is saying his forces have taken full control of the besieged city of Bakhmut. Evgeny Prigozhin made the claim in a video, standing in front of a line of soldiers holding Russian flags and Wagner banners. Bakhmut has been the focus of the longest and bloodiest battle of Russia's war in Ukraine, which is now approaching its 16th month. Kyiv is rejecting Prigozhin's claim, though. They are saying the situation in the small eastern city is critical. Natasha Butler joins us live now from Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. So claims and counterclaims, Natasha, what are you hearing about the situation in Bakhmut?
Well, look, any claims made by the Wagner boss are met with a lot of scepticism in Ukraine because he has made various claims over the past few months. But what we have heard from Ukrainian officials is they are saying that Ukrainian forces are still fighting in Bakhmut. Ukraine's deputy defense minister says the situation is indeed critical in Bakhmut. The fighting has been intense and heavy, but Ukrainian forces are still holding on to some critical infrastructure. So we have these two claims, the Ukrainian side, the Wagner boss's claims. But what we do know, of course, is Bakhmut has been the scene of some of the worst, bitterest, most grim fighting in this war. It has become something of a prize that Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, would like to win. He wants to take Bakhmut. That has been the focus for his Russian forces for many months now. As I said, it has been extremely difficult, though, but it would be a symbol, in a way, a Russian gain, and Russia has not had many gains in recent months. But it's also become a symbol for Ukrainians, a symbol of Ukrainian resistance. President Zelensky himself talking about Fortress Bakhmut a little bit earlier this year.
Thank you very much from Kyiv, Natasha Butler. We can also now hear from a journalist who is based in Moscow. This is Yulia Shapalova, who joins us now. So Ukraine is denying that the eastern city of Bakhmut has fallen under Russian control. What are you hearing there in Moscow?
So basically, Prigozhin did announce the complete capture of Bakhmut, but it was not the first time he made a statement like that. Earlier, he also reported several times about the total capture of the city, but every time it was not true. The Russian authorities have not commented on his statements. Earlier, the Russian Defense Ministry official representative said that Russian assault squads continued liberating the western part of the city, but it is really very hard to say what's happening on the ground right now. In his statement, Prigozhin blamed Defense Minister Shoigu and Chief of General Staff Valery Gerasimov for turning the war into their own entertainment. And due to that, five times more Wagner fighters died than Prigozhin had expected. And he also said that on May the 25th, the Wagner company would leave the city because his fighters needed some rest and retraining. So it's a big ask now who's going to hold the city if the Ukrainian forces are still there and not withdrawing. And according to Prigozhin, the city will be handed over to the Russian Ministry of Defense.
And yet we have seen this tension between Prigozhin and the Kremlin, as you rightly say. And, you know, obviously he is claiming, Prigozhin is claiming that they have full control of Bakhmut. This has been a very long and bloody war. What happens next then for Prigozhin and his Wagner group? What is next for them?
Well, probably you remember earlier on, Prigozhin was also threatening to leave Bakhmut on May the 10th together with his Wagner group, complaining about a lack of munitions and huge losses of his fighters. And but they stayed back then. And many analysts here were saying that he naturally wanted to get out of the game, as he didn't want to be the face of Russia's defeat in Bakhmut if things would go wrong, especially after Ukraine's Western partners reported the deliveries of 98% of promised munitions and weapons to Ukraine. And according to local sources I'm reading here, Prigozhin now seeks safety and security for his own self, and most likely he will leave Russia soon, and his most capable and experienced fighters of the Wagner group will allegedly be transferred to Sudan.
Thank you very much from Moscow, journalist Yulia Shapalova joining us.